Learning Masech, the Siyum Adaf, and Zayin in the days. Gemara is a Shaila, Nixis Damim Nisayvuloi, Nixis Damim Loi Nisayvuloi. Rashi says, Goyim, Shanishbach Mishnei Mizrakos Dech Mizrak Shlishi Reka. You had the Dama Pai in one Mizrak, you had the Dama Sar in another Mizrak, and it got poured part of the Dama from the Pai, and part of the Dama from the Sar into a third Mizrak, empty Mizrak. Vinishdaya Dehem on the Maisa, the dam, the original mizrak of the par and the sar, there was dam left over. So now I have three mizrakim: one of the par, one with the sar, and one mixed. When you're giving the dam, that's pashit that you give from the ones that are vadek. Miu hanach shirayim havi. So it also dim with the chayim havi v'azal la'ama. The one that's left, what's it doing with that dam? Is it considered shirayim, and you pour it on the aside? Or is it considered dichui, the chuyin, and you pour it into the amma, it's garbage. I say, because there's a min that all the shiari adam are nishpach to the side, that's a zrika, it's a din shvicha shirayim. Does the shvicha shirayim apply to this dam in the third mizrak? Now, the coming off of machalikas, which Yigumari brings, what's a din mechlal? If you have dam in four different cases, and if you gave arba matanis in one of the cases, the Tanakhama says that who nishbach li yisai v'hem nishbachim le'ama. The other three cases, since they don't have Ezrika's dam from that case, so you throw them the ama. The only din shirk hashayim is in the case of the dam. Rabbi Elazar Shimon says, no, if chadash kibudam arba cases, that's la'am matanis me'echad me'hem, how do you know Shakur Mishbach and Saitan? Let us call them a Yishbach. Had all Nishbach li Yisait. So our Papa says like this. Even according to Buzz Rev Shimon, that says that the Dam in one case, the Zrika of one case, can make the other case Shraim and the old Nishbach li Yisait. That's a Buzz Rev Shimon. But that's Hani Mila Echidi Boyle Mesim Matsiyar. Shad is, that's only because all those four cases, you could have given for them, you didn't. So Mela, that's why they become Shirayim. Aval Hai, this third one, the Yibayim Mela Matsuyav, because it's mixed, and you don't give from the mixed, you give from the regular one. So Mela, L'chuli Alma, it doesn't become Shirayim, it becomes Dachli. Alma, if you have Shula, our Papa, no, other Alma, fill him out, Alma, Kaisach, Reisach, Haveri, Dachli, Hani Mili, Agiris is the Dachi B'Dayim, Lechel Dachi B'Dayim Loi. So our Papa says, according to both Tanoim, Sai the Tana that holds that by the four cases, they all become Shirayim. And Sa'id the Tana holds that they all become Dachi. Here they all become Dachi. Why? Because the only reason for the Tana they all become Shirayim is because you could have given from that case. And if Rebbe Shua says Faket, that even according to the Tana Kama, that says about Dalek cases, they don't have a Din Shirayim, but here it does have a Din Shirayim. But what is Ravuna Rebbe Shua's Sorah? It's two Gersoyis in the Gemara. The Gersu we have in the Gemara is, Hani Mili the Dachi B'Dayim, Lecha the Loi Dachi B'Yadayim Loi. Which means that if you could have been Zarek from there and you didn't, that's called Dacha B'Yadayim. That's Dacha B'Yadayim. Mashiach, if you couldn't have been Zarek in it, that's not Dacha B'Yadayim, instead of Faker, it does have a Din Shirayim. But Rashi apparently had a Girsa. Aval Hai the Yov Minei, that there must have been a Girsa, that's only Mishundola Yov Minei. Aval Hai the Yov Minei Loi. That's all because you didn't give from this case. But here you gave from this case. What do you mean you gave from this case? Rashi says, "Shoydom alolu shemizrak shlishi niskablu b'shnei mizrakei shenas mem matanis." This dam that's in the mizrak shlishi originally came from the other ones, so it was niskablu together with those dam. Now the girsa in Agamar is also the girsa in Rebbeinu Chanana. So it's a machlokes yishain in what the girsa is and what the pshat in the Gemara is. What's Ravuna ben Beshua's chiluk? Ravuna ben Beshua says, then in our case, everyone agrees it's nishbach li yisayid. Everyone agrees it's shirayim, not dachot. Why? Rashi says the reason is because in that case, all four cases were niskabel separately. So the case that wasn't the case that you were zerik from it, that case was never together with this dam. Since it was never together with this dam, that's why it's dachot. Now, shaken here, you did give from this dam, because it was together in the case. It's kilu, it's still together in the case. But the Rach holds, that's not the chiluk. The Rach holds, the chiluk is, by dachi b'dayim means you could have been, it's the opposite of our papa. Our papa says, if you could be zarek from it, that makes you chirayim. according to the Tanakhama. If you can't be dayuk in it, that makes it shirayim even according to the Tanakhama. Now, Papa holds, if you can't be zayuk in it, it can't be shirayim according to anyone. Even Rabbi Elazar Shimon only holds it shirayim because it could be zayuk from it. If you can't, even Rabbi Elazar Shimon holds it dachi. But if Rabbi Elazar Shimon can't, the fact that you can't be zayuk from it is a maila. It's not dachi be a dayin, so maila everybody holds it as shirayim. So Zadik Vurus read is two nafkaminas ladina between these two gesayis. Let's say you had a case where you regular chattas, you were makabel the dam in one kli, and then split it up into four different kelim. So Rashi would hold, according to Avinu Be'er B'Shua, everyone would say that the Nishma Kli is said, even the Tanakhama. Tanakhama only said it when it never was together. But once it was together, it's chal that it was together, so then it becomes Shirayim. According to Ben Chananel, doesn't make a difference. That's not the point. The fact that it's together, L'chari doesn't count. As well, L'chari state, according to Ben Chananel, doesn't count that it was together. Because the Gemara never made such a chilek. The Gemara's hanacha in the beginning was the fact that it was together doesn't make a difference. The Gemara remained with that hanacha. So if you, as long as now it's in two cases, and you're only zarek from one, so the second one, according to the Tanakhama, would go to the Amal, not to the Yisrael. Wouldn't have it in Shikha Shirai. Second afkamin al halacha is, let's say you makabel it in two cases. In other words, let's say you makabel the dam apayr in two cases. You also makabel the dam asayr in two cases, and then you took one of the cases of the par and mixed it with one of the cases of the sar. So now you have three. You have the par, you have the sar, and you have the mixed. But the par and the sar that you makabel that are mixed was never together with the par and the sar that are separate. So going to Rashi, Avodah Beis Shua wouldn't say in that case everyone agrees. It'll be telling the machlokes l'chayim. But according to the Rach, the fact that you can't be zayuk in it because it's mixed makes it that it's not tochay yitzirayim. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah Perikay Halacha Yud Beis has a different taitcha to Gemara. The original shaila a little bit different. The Rambam says this lashon: Kibul adam apar b'shtei kaisis, the kibul adam asar b'shtei kaisis. So now you have four cases. The Nisarvu mixes the cases, and some of the cases got mixed with the case dam apparent, the case dam asar. Hareza mazakol azayis mitzvasim in the case of shalai Nisarvu. So he's teaching Nisarvu, not that the dam got mixed together at the rubis of lach balach, like Rashi says. He's teaching Nisarvu, Nisarvu cases by cases. Like the Gemara before had two cases. The Gemara before had one case. If the dam apar and dam asar when the sire of lach balach they got mixed together, and there's another case, the sire of a kaisis b'kaisis. You don't know which one's the par, which one's the sire. The Rambam learns that when the Gemara says mixes dam the sire mixes dam lein the sire it means mixes kaisis the sire mixes kaisis lein the sire. But the Chananel says shikol mashmanei vayoso. Then the Chananel says a lashon the schalfu like kaisis dam apar b'kaisis dam asar. That's the first case. But then he says. Mixes dam neschafel and mixes lein neschafel. Pshita kiyav mi vadon yav mi uhanach svei kais shirayim huli yisayid azli adoma lechoyin ul am azli. He says hanach svei kais, these svei kais. He doesn't say high suffix. In other words, it sounds like it's two different cases, and you don't know which one's the tam apar, which one's the dam asar, like the Rambam. Asir Chitzuk explains why the Rambam Shatova said it that way, but. One nekuda, according to the Rambam, it never was together in the same case. That was according to the Rambam, he can't say Rashi's Girsa, you can have to go with the Rach's Girsa. Because according to Rashi, the case was that you have Damapai, you have Damasar, and then you mix them together in the third Mizrach, but only part of it. According to the Rambam, you had two Damapais, two Damasars, so they were never together. None of the Dam was together. So you can't say Rashi's Chilik. That since it was together, that's why it becomes Shirayim, because it wasn't together. So Mel and the Rambam Behech have to say the Rach's Chilek that the Yisrael of Avinu Be'er B'Shua is that you can't be Zarek from it. Now the Rambam happens to pass on like Rav Papa. The Rambam says that Areza Mazakol Azay Sosim and Akaisa Shalai Nisarvu V'Shevich Shiori Eilu Shehizimen Al Yisrael Kimitza. So he passes like Rav Papa, then it goes Lama. But Al Kopanim, in the Rambam's case, you're going to have to say the Rach's Chilek in Avinu Be'er B'Shua. The Aris HaMeach points this out. The Aris HaMeach is a little bit bothered with Rashi's Girsa, Because the Chayes do live in Shaila. Rav Papa said a svara that there's a chiluk, that when you could be Zayrik the Dam, then you have a Machlekes Tanakama and Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. When you can't be Zayrik the Dam, so even Rav Elazar Rav Shimon holds that it's Dachar. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon only holds it's not Dachar if you could be Zayrik the Dam. Rav Huna Beis Yeshua then never addressed that. Rav Huna Beis Yeshua said another reason why this case, according to everyone at Shiraim, because since it originally was in the case, if I am skilu, it's in the same case. But what if it wasn't originally in the same case? Then he didn't address Rav Papa's point. So what's it in? Does the fact that you can't be zayik can make it worse? Does it stay the same? Does it make it better? He doesn't address it, b'chol. He's addressing a different thing. The Chara Papa could be talking about a case where it wasn't together originally in the same case. To me, it sounds like Rashi shows there's two machlokes in Rav Papa and Huna Beis Yeshua. One machlokes is this shaila: if it was originally in the same case, it went in a different case. There, if Huna Beis Yeshua holds in that case, everyone holds it Shirayim. Rav Papa says no. The ikkar is where it's now, not what it was. The history doesn't matter. And there's another shaila: Rav Papa holds if you can't be zayik from the dam, everyone holds it can't be Shirayim. Huna Beis Yeshua says no. There's no chiluk. L'chaira, it's the same machlokes in that case. If it wouldn't be for the fact that you were ready Zarek from the Dam because of the second Svar. According to the Rach, it's Dava V'Yifuchai. They're both discussing what's it then if you can't be Zarek from part of the Dam. Rav Papa holds that's worse, and L'Kuli Alma it's Dachli. Rav Huna Beis Yeshua holds that's better because you're not Dachli B'dai, and L'Kuli Alma that's Shirayim. That goofa, that's the whole Machlokes of Rav Yeshua, is the fact that you can't be Zarek making it better or worse, making L'Kuli Alma Shirayim or L'Kuli Alma Dachli. According to Rashi, there are two things going on. If Papa said as far as that he can't be not, the fact that he can't be Zayrikit makes it worse, if Huna Beis Yeshua doesn't hold that svara. If Huna Beis Yeshua holds that the fact that it was once together makes it better, and if Papa doesn't hold that svara. Now, it's interesting. In the Chedusha Bein Echaim Levi L'Rambam, Hilchos Ma'isa Gabanis Perikates Ochi Yud Gimel, towards the end of the Shtickle, he names them the Pshitas, that if they niskabel together in one kli and then they were split into two kelim, I'm vad they would have a din shirayim. He says, "Hakol helach achar kabbalah va'akidush." He doesn't quote any gemara; he just names it on the middle of shtickle. I'm vad that that's the din. So the Chazanish is interesting. Gilyan Chazanish that's there. He says like this. He says that Rashi and Awasugi, so far he doesn't quote the end Rashi, right? So Rashi in the beginning of the sugya, Rashi and Awasugi explains that the case is. So it was originally together and then it became apart. So Rashi says, not like Reb Chaim. That even in that case you have the same Shaila. Either Rambam learns that the case is, it was four cases Metchila. And the Rambam, you don't know. So this is what the Chazanish says sometimes. If according to one Rishon it comes out the Gemara has a Chiddush Din, even though if according to the other Rishonim you don't have that Chiddush in the Gemara, but you don't see that they argue, so the Chiddush Din, according to one Mishnah, that's the Halacha. So here, according to Rashi, there's a Chiddush Din in the Gemara, that even if it was together once in one case, the fact that it was separate doesn't change anything. He's going in Rav Papa. And in the Rambam, where you don't see that Chiddush Din, but you don't see one way or the other, so we're going to name it like, not like Rav Chaim. But then he said, Shuv Reisi, the Rashi in the Maskana holds for Kedah, Vunei B'Bishua, holds the fact that it was together in one case, makes it that it's Shirayim. Mamish like Reb Chaim. So he says, Kumtais, according to Rashi, the Chiddush of Reb Chaim's Yisrael that he's trying to say that once they were together, would have a din Shirayim, is a machlokes Reb Papa and Avinu Beis Yeshua. That's what's according to Rashi. Now according to the Rambam, we don't know. According to the Rambam, that's not the machlokes Reb Papa and Avinu Beis Yeshua, but we don't know either way. Because the Rambam holds the case of the Gemara is when they weren't together, and the Chaykes of Prophet Yeshua is whether the fact that he can't be Zarek makes it better or worse, but no one discusses the case that's together, so we don't know. So according to Rashi, so the Chaykes of Miram, and according to Ram, we don't know. He could say either way. That's what he says. In the Sefer Chazanish, in Zvachim Siman Yud Ayis Aleph, you see, it's a Shaila in Svara. Chaim Nemdon in Svara, that Avada Kalachacha Kabbalah Vekiddush. He doesn't bring the Gemara. It's interesting because the Chayyim Chazish is right. According to Rashi, it's a machlokes Reb Papa and Reb Yeshua. But according to the Rambam, the Gemara is not talking about this, and the Chayyim is naming on that way in Svar. The Chazanish is Zvachim Siman Yud Ayis Aleph names on in Svar if Akert. He writes Mishvul Shay Yishchein and Mekliyach Zachu, because he learns what's the Svara that only the dam in that case has a din shirayim and the other ones not. Because he says he is saying that when you do a zrika from a mizruk, the zrika is in all the dam in a mizruk. He wants to explain the Rambam. The Rambam says a big chiddush. Let's say a pasul, a guy, someone who's pasul avayda does zrika. So the halacha is that if they could be mekabel dam, if there's still dam mitzavah behema, a kasha could be mekabel dam and be zayrikit. It doesn't work if a pasul is mekabel the dam and is zayrikit, but a kasha could still be mekabel the dam from the tzav of the behema. The Rambam says a chiddush, but it can't be mekabel dam from the mizruk that the pasul was zayrik. Here, let's say a zar did zrika, a kain did kabbal and a zar did zrika. So a kain can mekabel more dam from the behema and be zayrikit. But you can't be, a kain can't be zayrik from the mizruk the zar was zayrik. Why? So the chazanish explains, because that dam is considered nizrak already. It's all that dam is called, it belongs to the zrika. So the Tanakhama holds, in order to be shrine, you have to be nizrak. And according to Mazrim Shema, no, any dam that's a skabal is shrine. But the pshat is, the chilek between that kli and the other kli is in the ma'isa zrika. The fact that it was once in the skabal, the chazanish holds in svara, it wouldn't work. Later, the chazanish again says, shuvri isi and rashi, that is Takatoli in the Machlekes Rapapa and Avinu Beis Yeshua. So again, just to sum up, the Rav's girsa is that Avinu Beis Yeshua holds that the fact that you can't be zayrik, it makes it better. It has nothing to do with the fact that the dam was together. And the Machlekes Rapapa and Avinu Beis Yeshua is if the fact that you can't be zayrik, it makes it worse, l'kuli al mitzishbach al amma, or the fact that you can't be zayrik, it makes it better, l'kuli al mitzishbach al yisayin. Now, if you learn the Gemara like Rashi, that the case is that it was once that the two Mizrakim were combined in a third Mizrak, so then according to the Rashi, would say in the Gemara that nobody holds that the fact that it was together in the Mizrak works. Not like Reb Chaim. But if the Rambam and the Rashi's Mashma way says the case that the Gemara was, it was never together in the Mizrak, it was four cases that was in Skabal, and two of them were Nisariv, Kais be kais, not that the dam was a sar, but you don't know which one's a par, which one's a sar. But two of them, you know which one's a par, which one's a sar. So mainly, you have no gili in the Gemara one way or the other to the shayla if they were together and now they're apart, if that would have the din, kilida together. But in Rashi, that's klar. That's one of the machlekes in our prophet, Rav Yeshua, that Rav Yeshua is saying a chiddush that since they were together, l'kuli al mitzirayim, and Papa doesn't hold that chiddush. And there's another machlekes Rapapa and Avuda Meshua. The Rapapa holds that if you can't be zarek l'klam it's nachli, and Avuda Meshua does hold that chiddush. Now let's talk a little bit about the lumdus. And that's the machlekes Tanakhama and Blazer Reb Shimon. That the Tanakhama says that if you zarek from one kais, all the other kaises are dachli, they're not shirayim. The Brisker Rav asks Shaila, what's pshat that all the other kaises are dachli, they're not shirayim, they have to be nishbach la'ama? Is it the pshat that Shvichas Shirayim can only be Chal on Shirayim in that case? Shirayim in another case don't have a Din Shirayim. It's not the Etzim Din Shvichas Shirayim. It's not Chal on the end of Dama Din Shirayim. Well, no, it is Chal on the Dama Din Shirayim. Now, us, there's a Din Dichli. Batsim would be Shirayim. There's no Chsarin in the Shem Shirayim Batsim. There's a Loch of Dichli. The fact that you didn't use the Dam makes it Dichli, gives it a Psul of Dichli. The Biskirov asks the Shailin Zvachim, and Lama Dalam in the days where the Gemara brings this Brisa. And the Biskirov says, it's totally the two Gesayis of the Shainan that we discussed. Rashi that says that Pshanim Ravunah Be'er Beshua is because the Dam was originally in that case. So that sounds like we're discussing, is it Chalachalei Shirayim or not? So then we could say, it's Svara, that Be'etzim, according to the Tanakhama, it's not Chalachalei Shirayim if it's in a different case, if it was never in this case. But if it was once in this case, it could be Chalachalei Shirayim. That's the Chayit HaSvara. Rabbi Zim Shimon says, it's always Chalachalei Shirayim. Tanakhama says, no, if it's in a different case, it's not Chalachalei Shirayim. So like the even the Tanakhama says, if it was once in the case, like the Svara we said from Chaim, because it's telling the Kabbalah and the Kiddush. So it becomes Shirayim. But that's all, L'chay Rashi, the way Rashi's Girsa is, the discussion is a discussion, is it Chaladin Shirayim or not? But according to Ben Chanano, it was saying like this, that if you dachi be yadayim, you could have been zayik and you weren't, so you would dachi be yadayim, that gives it a psul dichli. But if you couldn't be zayik, so felt in the dichli. Yeah, anyway, you couldn't be zayik, it's not called dichli. So the chayr, Isaiah's asfar, so be'etzim is pshayach, a tayrish shirayim on the other kais. It's just the bichli, it messes it up. If you couldn't be zayrik, and it's the felt in the bichli. So in the Rach, you have such a svar. Right? In Rashi, the svar l'chayr is that it's b'chol, it's missing in the shame shirayim on the other on the other dam. And that's why when you say if they were together at one point, it's not going to be missing the shame shirayim. And the Rach l'pshad is, it's not missing the shame shirayim. It's a din dichli. If it was also to be zayrik from it, then it's not chalon the din dichli. But the Chazanish, Simon Yusuf Khan Beis holds, even according to the Rach, the shayla is if it's chalon a tayrish shirayim. But the story is like this. Rav Papa holds that if it's not royal lezrika, how could it be chalat teirish shirayim? It could be chalat teirish shirayim on a different case according to Blazer B'Shimon, if it's royal lezrika. So that's what Blazer B'Shimon holds. Anything that's royal lezrika is chalat neshem shirayim. It's not royal lezrika, so it can't be chalat neshem shirayim. What is it within the Mishu holds? Vaket. If it's royal lezrika, so you should have put it into the same case. The fact that you didn't put into the same case shows you that you're not being zayik b'shul that dam, because you would have put in the same case otherwise. But if it's not royal lezrika, so that's him, you would have put in the same case. You just couldn't. So Mela, he says, as Ashluch Hasayu Kavni, the Mela blinds kill you zayik from the whole thing. So the Chazon Ish Lakish, even according to Ben Hananel, it's not a shayla of dichoy. The vart is, the machlekes of Prophet Yeshua is, when do you consider the zrika on the other dam? Now, Papa holds you can only consider Zrika on the dam if it's royal Zrika. If it's royal Zrika, then you can't be considered Zrika on the other dam. You should have just been Zrika from both. If it's not royal Zrika, then you can consider Zrika on the other dam. As it is all according to the Rach, we have two Mahalchim. We have the Mahalch of the Briski Rav, that according to the Rach, the Yisayda Dover is Inyan of Dichoy, Be'etzim Etzan, the Din Shirayim, Ubi Shirayim. Even from another case, it's just a din dichoy. And the machlokes of Rav and Avinu B'Shua is an ilchas dichoy. That according to Avinu B'Shua, it's only dichoy if you could be zayrik and you weren't zayrik. And according to Rav Papa, l'chayy fakert. That if you can't be zayrik, it's more dachy than if you could be zayrik. And the Chazon Ish learns according to the Rach that no, the shayla is an ilchas shvicha shirayim. That the shayla is if you can have a shirayim on something which is no zrika with that dam, that kais has a zrika with that dam, another kais doesn't have zrika with that dam, and there, Papa holds if it's not shayach zrika by that dam, then bechal can't be shirayim, and if it shows for kait, if it is shayach, then it doesn't shtel zuktsu, because you should have put it together, but if you can, then it shtel zuktsu. But I'm clarifying is like this, according to Rashi, so he said, according to Rashi, even the Briski Rav is saying that the site of Avinu B'Shua is that's because since it was together, so in Mela, it's Chala Din Shvich HaShrayim and that time also. And what's your Papa hold? Then no, it has to be together at this point. But what about the other Machlekes of Avinu B'Shua and Rav Papa according to Rashi? And Avinu B'Shua, Rav Papa holds that if he can't be Zayrik, it doesn't become Shirayim. What's Pshan in that Machlekes? I think also according to the Rav, it's not a shayla of dichoy. It's a shayla of chalei shem shirayim. Rav Papa holds that there's a tnai for the chalei shem shirayim. It has to be royal lezrika. Rav Papa doesn't hold to that tnai. But they both hold the shayla here is it chal shem shirayim? Rav Papa Shua holds that it could be chal shem shirayim if it's in scabbled together. Rav Papa holds no, it has to be nizrik together. And then there's another machlekes. Rav Papa holds grad and chiddush that it can't be chal chalei shem shirayim on the dam that's not real lezrika. Rav Papa doesn't hold that chiddush. Those are the two machlekes in Rav Papa and Rav Shua according to Rashi. One machlekes is the fact that it was together make it lekuli alma should be chal shem shirayim, and the other machlekes is there a tnai which everyone agrees to that if it can't it's not real lezrika it can't be chal chalei shem shirayim. Now the Gemara says that according to Rav Blazer Rav Shimon, you need the pasuk of it's a dama par yishbach to remind shirayim b'tzava behema. That Rav Shimon is masking that the shirayim b'tzava behema that doesn't become shirayim. If it's a skabel in the case, then it becomes shirayim. If it's still b'tzava behema, it doesn't become shirayim. So as a mikdash David simla megimel sifkat in days, he has a clear. What's pshat of Rav Shimon? Why is he made the b'adam she b'tzava behema? Why is it the pshat that b'tzava behema is dachli? Similar to the shayla we have here. Is it a din of dichoy that the pshat is if it's in the kais in royal lezrika, or even if it's not royal lezrika, balkapanim was in the skabel, then there's no din dichoy. But if it wasn't the skabel b'chlal, if you wouldn't even makabel it, that's already a dichoy l'kuli alma. That's not shver yisvar. L'chari the pshat is, like he says the second pshat, and l'chari the dvar says this pshat, that even if we bichal Hashem shirayim on dam, which is not in this case, but dam b'tzave behema, which is never in a skabel, it can't be chal Hashem shirayim if it wasn't a skabel. So no matter how you learn the machlokes, if the adam in the other case is nizrak, whether you learn results that could it be a chal Hashem shirayim on it, or is it dichle, but dam shebetzave behema, l'chayit the pshat is, it's not shirayim. Shirayim means dam that's royal azrika. The Dvar L'chayit says it. The Dvar says, since it's ain't a royal azrika, it's dachle. Meaning if it's ain't a royal azrika, b'chalba can't be chal Hashem shirayim on it. That's what I think the pshat is. He has another tzad like this also, that maybe there's no din kabbalah after this nizrak adam. An ayadin. That the pshat is not the pshat's felt in the shvika shirayim. You can't have a Torah's Kabbalah just for Shvika Shirayim. If you could be Zarek the Dam, so the Kabbalah is Eif the Zrika. If there already was a Zrika, the whole Din Kabbalah for Shvika Shirayim, that's not Shaykh. That's what he declares on the difference right to say.